This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in Delhi today. President von der Leyen arrived in Delhi yesterday for a two-day visit to India, accompanied by 22 of the 27 EU commissioners. This is the first ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners to India and marks the first trip outside Europe for the new College of Commissioners, which took office in December last year. The visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations growing based on growing convergences. Prime Minister Modi will participate in Jahan-e-Khusro 2025 at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi today evening. Organized by the Rumi Foundation, the festival will celebrate its 25th anniversary this year. It was started by renowned filmmaker and artist Muzaffar Ali in 2001. During the festival, Prime Minister will also visit the TEH Bazaar, which will feature one district, one product, crafts and other various exquisite artifacts from across the country, short films on handicrafts and handlooms, among others. Delhi government is scheduled to table another Comptroller and Auditor General of India CAG report related to previous Aam Aadmi Party regime in Delhi Assembly today. The report is on public health infrastructure and management of health services. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will lay the copies of the report in the Assembly. 3 days ago, a CAG report related to the liquor policy of the AAP government was tabled in the Assembly, highlighting several violations in the awarding of licenses to wholesalers, retailers, hotels, clubs and restaurants. Finance Secretary Tuhin Kanta Pandey has been appointed as the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, for a term of 3 years. He will succeed Madhabi Puri Butch in this role. National Science Day will be observed today across the country. The day is celebrated every year on 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. The theme for this year's National Science Day is Empowering Indian Youth for Global Leadership in Science and Innovation for Viksit Bharat. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck many parts of Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and Nepal early this morning. The National Center for Seismology, NCS, said that the epicenter of quake was in Nepal. The earthquake struck 14 kilometers south of Kodari in Bagmati province of Nepal around 2:36 a.m. In Himachal Pradesh, several roads were closed to traffic as light to moderate snow continued in the higher reaches and intermittent rain slashed the middle and lower hills. The National Highway 5 near Narkanda in Shimla district has been closed due to slippery conditions following heavy snowfall. A total of 12 roads are closed in Shimla district. In Kullu district, a flash flood threat was reported in Tosh village due to the formation of an artificial lake in Jira Nala. People living downstream were evacuated to safer locations. In Jammu and Kashmir, local bodies dedicated backward classes commission submitted its final recommendations to Chief Secretary Atal Dulu yesterday. The commission headed by retired Justice Janak Raj Kotwal was tasked with conducting empirical studies on OBC representation, engaging with stakeholders and recommending proportional reservations for both urban and rural local bodies. Legendary Odia film star Uttam Mohanty passed away last night at the age of 66 in Gurugram. He was undergoing treatment for liver cirrhosis at a hospital. He had been airlifted from Bhubaneswar to the hospital on the 8th of this month for specialized care. A celebrated figure in the Odia film industry, Uttam Mohanty starred in over 130 Odia films, leaving an indelible mark on regional cinema. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 10% additional tariff on imports from China and plans to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico starting next Tuesday. Imports from China already face at least a 10% tax, which began earlier this month. And in the Women's T20 Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Put into bat first, Bangalore scored 125 for the loss of 7 wickets in the 20 overs. In reply, Gujarat Giants chased down the target in just 16.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.